as I was praying over the readings from this weekend, I was struggling a little to see a clear connection between our second reading from the letter to the Romans and our gospel from Matthew. But then a book that I read a few years back came to mind, called Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky. And he does a great job in this novel of expressing the torment and burden that one is under when shame and guilt begin to pile up. The main character, Rodion, commits a murder after justifying it in his head. Now, he does several good deeds after committing this crime, but his decision and action overwhelms him with anguish and turmoil. He becomes paranoid. He doesn't trust anyone and even becomes physically ill due to the spiritual unrest in him. Until he confessed and carried out the punishment given to him, he carried a great burden wherever he went. In today's gospel, Jesus delivers an invitation to us. Come to me, all who labor and are burdened. That's all of us. Ever since Adam and Eve, mankind has labored and toiled on earth. Our fallen human nature makes us prone to sin, and life certainly entails hardships and trials. If anyone ever doubts this, simply turn on the news or open a paper. God knows this, which is why he sent his Son. And Jesus tells us, take my yoke if you want relief. If you want peace and freedom, take my yoke. But wait just a minute. Jesus, I appreciate the offer, but what's the point of trading one yoke just to take up another? Giving up one burden just to be loaded down with another burden? The point is that there's a difference between the two. One is life-giving, while the other inhibits life. The point is that a yoke indicates submission, entering under something or someone. And as creatures, not our own masters, we always submit to something or someone, whether we like to admit it or not. There's just no way around it. We either accept the yoke of submission that the world has to offer, or the yoke of Christ, which submits us to the love of God. And this is where the connection can be made between Paul's letter to the Romans and our gospel passage. You see, there's two forms of the world's yoke. One is self-inflicted by our own choices to sin and to become slaves to vice. St. Paul refers to this when he speaks of living according to the flesh. A great burden goes with this yoke. When we submit to greed and selfishness, we begin to think that everyone is out to get us. When we give in to lust, we're plagued by the fact that we're living a lie and that someone is going to find out what we truly deal with. When we engage in anger and impatience, life is stripped of its joy. These burdens offer no hope. The second form of the world's yoke is not necessarily self-imposed, but rather is often taken up through the simple drudgery of life. Work that is necessary, but nonetheless tiresome. The endless stream of bills and meetings and events can lead to anxiety. The stress and frustration that comes with broken friendships and family disputes. These too are a burden and weigh us down. Whether it's our fault or not, the yoke of the world is hard, and burdens of life are magnified when we live according to the flesh. For this reason, Christ offers us an alternative, his yoke. He says, "Come to me, that I may lift your anxiety, that you may walk freely and secure peace for yourselves." He wants to remove our old yoke and give us his instead. And he says it's easy. In Greek, easy is krestos, which can also mean well-fitting. Yokes were made to fit specific animals, carved out to fit the specific oxen that it was going to. And that way the animal could pull the load that it was given easier. Christ's yoke is easy in that it was made for each of us, intended for our individual needs and abilities. Christ does not promise physical rest from his yoke, but he does promise us spiritual rest and an inner peace that often surpasses human comprehension. God wants to take our yoke, which is loaded down by our inabilities, our failures, our weaknesses, and our unhappiness, and replace them with himself. The relief that he promises us by his yoke flows from having a relationship with God. But he invites us to accept the yoke of God's love. He doesn't force it. An ancient Christian writer wrote from God's perspective when he said, "Seeing such a weight of sins, murderers, self-love, and things more unnameable than these, I am long-suffering and bear with those who do these things, not despising them, but waiting for them to repent. If ever they should repent and change their ways, I immediately forgive them, not remembering their former acts." This is a great explanation of the sacrament of confession and how it removes a tremendous weight and offers true relief. His yoke is easy to bear because God does not dissect our former actions, holding them over our head, but simply waits for our commitment and resolution to do the good. His yoke is easy on account of forgiveness, and the burden is light because all that concerns God is our well-being and our decision to follow his Son. Christ invites us to come to him, not that he may scold us or place a punishment on us, but that he may remit our sins. Why does he desire this? Not because he needs our glory or our love, certainly not, but that he seeks our salvation. So as David says in the Psalms regarding the world's yoke and trials, "Let us burst their bonds and thrust their yoke from us." We must remove one yoke in order to accept another. Let us not turn down our Lord's invitation, but gratefully accept it, accepting him. Christ's yoke is pleasant and burden light, because as St. Paul says, "When the Spirit of God dwells in us, then we are made better. We abstain from evil. We choose the good, love all men, hate no one, and are not consumed by things of this world, and will do anything to love God." Christ's yoke is not effortless, far from it, but neither is it exhausting. It's life-giving.